depression in the Eastern Bloc. It also ended Khrushchev's attempts to conclude a peace treaty among the four powers, the Soviets, the Americans, the United Kingdom, and France, and the two German states. The wall would serve as a perfect photo opportunity for two presidents, Kennedy and Reagan, to hammer the Soviet communists and their repression. But the Berlin Wall would stand for nearly 30 years, isolating the East from the West. It's estimated that about 200 people would die trying to cross the wall to defect to the West. Things came to a head in 1989. With rapid change throughout Europe, the wall faced a challenge it could not contain, the challenge of democracy's spread. On the night of November 9, 1989, the Berlin Wall was effectively removed from the midst of the city it so long divided, removed with pickaxes and sledgehammers, but also removed from the hearts and minds of the people on both sides who only hours before had thought the wall's existence insurmountable. As one writer put it, "No border guard, no wall can forever shield repressive regimes from the power of subversive ideas, from the lure of freedom." Of course, the Berlin Wall also literally divided West Germany from East Germany. Until the unification of the country again in 1990, East Germany was predicated on, fueled by, and in the end, contingent on, the superpowers' rivalry. The history of East Germany was a remarkable one, from its chaotic origins through its ossification as a Stalinist regime until the country collapsed along with the Berlin Wall. And in many ways, the legacy of East Germany is still around today. Not only is Germany still marked by the division, but in some respects, the old frontier still represents different expectations, social conditions, and world views. East Germany, the history and legacy of the Soviet satellite state established after World War II, examines the controversial country and its place in the Cold War. Along with pictures and a bibliography, you'll learn about East Germany like never before. Chapter 1. Germany at the End of World War II. The events that led to the construction of the Berlin Wall began 20 years earlier during World War II. As the Soviets turned the tide against the Nazi invasion of Russia, they were able to begin advancing west toward Germany themselves. But the Soviet armies would pay dearly for the advances they made on Germany after Hitler's invasion of Russia ended in failure. According to the Soviet Union's estimates, the Red Army's losses in the war totaled more than 11 million troops, over 100,000 aircraft, more than 300,000 artillery pieces, and 100,000 tanks and self-propelled guns. Such losses, coupled with the extreme suffering that the Soviet soldiers had experienced in the years before the attack on Berlin, ensured that the thirst for revenge would be high upon arrival. Moreover, as the Soviet armies moved through Eastern Europe, they were the first to discover concentration camps and death camps, furthering their anger. The comparison of Germany's standard of living with their own was another cause of outrage, all of which encouraged the men to show no mercy. "We will take revenge. Revenge for all our sufferings. It's obvious from everything we see that Hitler robbed the whole of Europe to please his Fritzies. Their shops are piled high with goods from all the shops and factories of Europe. We hate Germany and the Germans deeply. You can often see civilians lying dead in the street. But the Germans deserve the atrocities that they unleashed." Meanwhile, Germany's losses were mounting, and the Soviet armies were on the rebound, with an advantage of almost 5-1 over Germany in manpower, as well as superiority in tanks, aircraft, and artillery. Even with these major advantages, however, the race to Berlin would inflict a heavier toll on Soviet armies than they had yet seen, and with Berlin itself heavily defended by 30-mile-deep defenses in multiple directions, the Soviets would eventually suffer over 100,000 lives just taking the city, along with 350,000 other casualties. In the months leading up to the Battle of Berlin, there was a strange division amongst the German people regarding their fate. While Hitler called for the remainder of Berlin's population to take up arms, and the most loyal responded to the call, many in Berlin were resigned to a seemingly inevitable defeat. In his study of Berlin in 1945, historian Anthony Beaver described a city in which a grim humor had come to replace once hopeful and proud demeanors. Though humor was certainly an